Hello and welcome to the Butts to Nuts podcast, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
That's
Scott,
me.
How you going?
Little bit of a slip of the tongue there, my buddy boy.
Let's restart. 3, 2, 1. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling a lot of feelings after watching this.
Like depressed.
Yeah.
We watched Bo Burnham Inside. I thought it was Bo Burnham's Inside with apostrophe.
Inside Bo Burnham. That would have been an interesting movie if the whole one was a colonoscopy and it was Inside Bo Burnham.
That's his, when he turns 50.
That's his sequel. You know the outtakes that were released on Netflix recently?
True, we should watch that.
Yeah, I reckon that would go into that.
Into him.
Yes. Which I'm...
You're excited for.
Yes.
Hey, it's another week. It's another podcast here on the Butts to Nuts. Let's get
going. Crazy.
Bro, how's life been, you dirty donger?
You know, just living with you at home with the parents. It's been all right,
you're
actually.
How beautiful was it today when I drove home? See, I had Le Freak playing by Chic. Le Freak. You know that song was just going to be Freak Out, and then it was just going to be silence. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, really?
Dun. And they're like, hey, we need to fill this shit out. And they said, oh, Le Freak, Sa Chic. Freak yeah, out. That's I know we did a fact last week, but that was fun facts to get us through Dose. But
no, but this is a fact that I genuinely enjoy.
Yeah, it's on a Fender video that
wow, you're a little guitar man.
Stella showed me in TAFE, and then I've been telling every single person that I see that fact, except I've been telling it wrong. I was like, oh, fun fact in Le Freak by Chic, it's Freak Out, dun, 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 Le Freak, and then it's silence. But
no, but the whole thing after that was, Freak Out is supposed to be silence.
But I was like, oh, it's just Le Freak, and then it was silence.
So you were telling, it's like you were telling the joke wrong.
And everyone was like underwhelmed. They're like, oh, okay. So they just added Le Freak, Sa Chic. So they just added Sa Chic. I was like, yeah.
And then you were like, why isn't this landing?
Why isn't anyone talking to me?
Why are people not enjoying your company?
Yeah.
And leaving mid-sentence?
I also walked past ABC and a man was on a megaphone. I could just imagine me out front of ABC.
Saying that fact
saying
to
that
the
fact.
World.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Do you feel depressed after this movie?
I do, and I think that calls for a synopsis, to be honest, because synopsi are depressing themselves.
Of Bo Burnham
inside. Because why not just watch the movie? Fucking hell. Comedian Bo Burnham shoots and performs a comedy special over the course of a year, all alone, with no crew or audience. I suggested this week.
Yeah.
Bro, first time watching it, I'm blown away. What is your opinion watching this the second time through? Because what I thought watching this was there's a lot of details that he's put throughout it that you have to pick up on a second watch.
Yeah.
It's like a Tarantino film. I wouldn't go as far to compare it to that, but it's like that in that aspect that there's so many different little details and even callbacks to his past comedy shows as well.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
songs and things.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What was your opinion on that and like looking at the details again?
When we first... She first suggested, oh, let's watch Bo Burnham Inside. I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. That's a fun little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about all the depressing stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great.
Oh, this is going to be such an uplifting movie to watch.
I was like, oh, he's really funny and I love Bo Burnham. And then we got to the end and I was like, oh, holy shit, when he's strumming that guitar.
Yeah.
That song fucking hit me so hard in like... You know,
in the balls.
You know it's on that upper echelon scale when I start feeling it in my stomach.
Yeah.
And I felt that for Truman. I felt that in bits of Midsummer.
When it can hook you in to get those raw emotions. Yeah. That's when you know this movie or documentary or whatever has succeeded.
Special, I think.
Special. A comedy special. That's what we would class it as.
Yeah, Netflix special-ish.
This is our first special.
We don't review comedy per se.
No, it's the overall
exception.
Yeah, because it is more of a movie itself, I would say. It's titled as a special, but really it's Bo's...
It's on Letterboxd.
It's Bo's movie.
It is Bo's movie. I don't think, though, we could review an old Dave Chappelle Sticks and Stones.
No, no, no. I don't think we would go there because you can just... It's just like we might as well review YouTube videos and do reactions.
Then, yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly. I'm glad we got that clarified.
I like that. It's set in stone in the audio files, no?
Episode 39, set in stone.
This is pretty big. Before we continue, I'm just going to pull this little sheet down so the sun's not getting my right eyeball anymore.
So the Fender video was the guitarist from that thing. And I was like, damn, that's pretty sick. And then she was like, yeah, have a watch to this. And then it was like a 15-minute video. And I was just kept watching it. And then she's like, nah, it's time up. She took the headphones away from me. I was like, damn, yeah, good headphones though.
Damn, that was interesting.
That was a good feel?
Yeah, it was all right. it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
I'm depressed.
And so are the lights and the shots in this film. They are depressed as well, but they are also very exciting and incredibly creative.
This is a true modern masterpiece, I'd say.
It really is. Sorry to interrupt you there. I just want to point out, before we get into it at all, that Bo Burnham's work ethic is incredible.
Yeah.
Picture this, right? Everyone is in isolation. How demotivated did you feel? This is a question for the listeners. And a question for you.
Yeah, I was...
You felt like shit, like, the whole time, you know? You're just in the house. Oh, I got all this time to do so many different things. Nah, like, only a set few people were doing things, and the rest of us were just, like, hanging at home, procrastinating.
Wanting
the entire
to be
time.
Out, but then when we're out, we want to be home.
Yeah, it's
classic
ironic,
Jerry Seinfeld quote.
Oh. Wow.
Fuck, I'm stumbling all over the place. This has got me rattled.
I can tell it's emotionally impacted you.
Yeah,
sure. The work ethic of Bo, man, he had some resilience to be able to put in the same production quality the entire time. Like for a whole year in this like with this amount of the level of it? Professionalism.
Yeah, see, we had an idea to be professional this whole podcast, and we gave up by episode two.
We started this podcast in the isolation period, the second one, I guess.
Actually, our first ever podcast, but our test podcast, was actually done at a studio. It's cheeky stewed.
Yeah, that's a bit of trivia for you there.
And then we're like, oh, shit, this is so much effort. And then we never did anything professional again.
Yep, and now we've got the home
except
studio.
For our social media.
Oh, they are the most professional aspect of our brand.
We
I
are
guess.
Essentially inside brand. Because we just shoot in the same room every time. Except the biggest difference between us and Bo Burnham is that Bo Burnham is actually creative and does interesting things.
And we're just doing the same thing
Whereas
every fucking
we go,
week.
What's interesting for this video? Oh, Mac DeMarco again.
He's just on the wall. Why? Yeah.
Expect that for the next decade, I'd say.
Honestly, all of our social media posts are going to be in this room. And that was a theme with this movie too, was social media. Internet connection. You know, we're isolated, but the only way to connect is via the internet, which is still isolation, weirdly.
You're trapped inside this mental state.
Yeah.
And you can't escape from all the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I totally know what you're saying.
He was trapped in a rut.
Yeah. Yep. A creative and emotional rut.
Yeah,
especially
definitely an emotional one. I don't know about creative. Oh, that was creative up the wazz.
Actually, no.
But he probably felt
like
he was in a creative rut, though.
True,
because he would have got burnt out.
Can you imagine how many shots it took? Like, if he was doing this for a year, he's doing the editing by himself, which would take so fucking long
to edit a whole movie by yourself. Is fucked.
Even the entire, like, all those little jingles that he put across when he was just sitting there not even saying a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sitting there with the microphone about to say something and he's got this jingle playing and then it cuts to a scene of him playing a couple of keys on the piano.
And syncing that up
and,
as well.
Yeah, and then coming back. He's doing everything.
Because he definitely, All right, I ask you this. So this is a noob question.
Oh.
He definitely has already recorded the songs and then he's singing it in time.
Well, yes.
The video.
That's right. That's
which
correct.
Would take ages to sync up by yourself as well, right?
He is renowned for doing that, though. Like, he does that second nature in his live shows.
But I know.
A lot of practice, man. That would take so much practice.
But that, yeah, but the live shows is like, you know that.
It's true. It's different. It's totally different. This is your own audience for a long time.
Plus, I mean, I guess at points, yeah, it is kind of like a live show to no one in a way for him.
Yes.
But, you know, when he's doing that song and he's... Yeah, you know the song?
Yeah, the song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think one he's of many. Singing about how shit life is. Oh, that's all of them.
That's
oh.
the whole thing. That's the entire show. Damn, this is really
it's
like
the one with the three.
This is taking your soul out and put it back in your body in a different order.
There's the three purple lights, and he
didn't realize how hard this has hit you.
And he creeps, pressing him on his feet.
Yep,
you know which one where he's singing. God damn it!
Come on, you can get it. You're almost there.
Why don't
we come back to it a little
bit
later?
Yeah, come back to it. You talk, I think.
You know what I really liked about this was the different. Ways he portrayed the theme of isolation.
Yeah.
So obviously we've already talked about internet isolation, where you're sort of connected but you're not at the same time. But he was a comedian without an audience. You know, we had the laugh track, we had the interviewing sort of scene when he was talking to an interviewer about his inside brand.
Oh yeah, that was that really good.
Really smart. That scene.
How many different shots this guy had? No, well, I don't know what he was singing about. I think it was like, he was like saying,
oh, going back to this.
Yeah, you wake up and you feel like a sack of shit at 11:30, and then he had like the three lights that he kept pressing with his foot, and then at the end. So it was like one from the left, and then he'd press it off and put the one on the right, and one in the middle, and then in the end he had all three go at him at once. But
actually, and he had like the backing singer Shadows
or
something.
Yes, there we go.
That was cool. That was a really cool
Incredible.
Shot.
Incredible.
Oh, yes.
My point is, from 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, yep.
Holy shit, that multitasking the whole time.
Insane.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Even with the disco ball and the...
With the little light on his head and then it goes up to the disco ball. Yeah. And just his awareness of where the camera is going to be as well.
Mm.
Like, he just has such a good sense of space and where, you know, where the reflection's not going to hit his glasses or whatever. Like, being simple or just, you know, where to look for an emotional effect. He's really good at that.
He's like a... film student's dream, I'd say.
It is. It's
like,
just an...
Oh, maybe I can make a movie by myself. I feel like this would give you inspiration whilst making you feel like, oh, shit, I could kill myself. No.
Yeah, if you don't get it as good as this, as good as Bo Burnham, then you might as well give up.
But not in life.
No, just creatively.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Find a new path, become a brickie.
Exactly. That's pretty creative, though. Sometimes you have to do...
Basically, what the moral of this episode of Butts and Nuts is give up on your dreams because you suck.
We certainly have.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
No.
We wanted to be brickies.
It's all kidding.
But then we decided that we weren't good at that, so we're now podcasters.
These hands are not meant for manual labor. No. Don't give up on your
dreams.
You're
on a good point before I interjected with my old thoughts.
It's okay.
What were you on about?
Well, I was just talking about isolation. I was talking about he's a comedian without an audience.
Yeah.
With the laugh tracks and the ending scene, which I loved. That was like the best
that
ending
really
to this.
Really depressing,
Super depressing. But yeah, like the laugh track, laughing at him trying to get back into the house because he's scared of the outside world.
He's
scared of returning to society.
Even what he said about... this is like midway through and he's like, oh, I really hate doing this, but then what am I going to do without this?
It's like he was going to lose his purpose.
Yeah, this was his thing carrying him through. I guess you reckon this was through his whole isolation?
Yes. What about when he was saying that this was his comedy comeback? Like,
that was really sad.
That was sad. Like, this was pre...
2020.
Pre-2020.
Oh, January 2020 was when he was going to come back. Oh, no, he thought, oh, shit, I'm going to come back
and this
year.
Special or, like, do some live shows.
Yeah, go live
things.
Again. Because I know he did 8th Grade, the movie 8th Grade in 2018.
Yes.
And then he did... And
then just pretty much had a break.
No, I was in that Promising Young Women thing as well. Something.
Oh,
like
so he did a few movies.
Did movies. Okay. But his last special, I think, was either What or... Well, maybe that was his OG one. There was the one in 2016.
I love his special. Like, his past specials, I love them.
Yeah.
And you can just see the evolution. He's always been pretty open about his mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
And his jokes are very self-deprecating a lot of the time, or they're deprecating on other people about that same feeling that he has about anxieties and... Yeah, depression and stuff, if we want to get deep.
They always have a dark spin, but I feel like this took it to a whole nother level.
This actually got pretty real. The whole thing started off funny, jokingly, self-deprecating humor, doing all these critiques on especially American modern society at the time of 2020.
Like, I don't know, like a white person commenting on like racial issues. Shut up, bro, you don't even understand. Or
even like just environmental problems that were happening at the time. But they're completely different now.
Capitalism,
just
consumerism.
Like critiquing on our society, basically.
Yeah.
But then the shift, when it becomes more personal to him.
Yeah.
And you start
That's
to see...
That's the last
his,
quarter, I'd say.
Exactly, yeah. You start to see his character break. It's really, really sad. And then finally he does break and it's like you're just crying into the camera.
Do you feel like that was... do you feel like that was actually just him breaking down? It wasn't... It felt so real.
Well,
like,
I...
couldn't have been acting that.
I know why that was real. Is because he definitely would have had the cameras running 24/7.
Yeah.
So that's why he has so much good in this, because he would have shifted out so much crap.
Oh, yeah.
It was 100% real, his crying reaction there.
When he was getting frustrated and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just was having a shit couple of days for sure.
Shit, yeah.
As a lot of people were, yeah.
Not me, I'm cool.
You're too cool.
Yeah, only nerds have shit days and talk about their feelings.
Depression?
More like nerd-ression, am I right?
Yeah.
I'm a jock.
Yeah.
And I love sports and...
And you like to shove your emotions deep down.
Yeah, I love shoving all my emotions deep down.
Deep.
Yeah, real deep.
Oh, here it comes, the sexual jokes again.
Oh,
We just can't resist, going.
No. Oh, well, speaking of sexual jokes, my favorite song was the sexting song.
Oh, so good. So funny. That was just like... There was just... Every part of that song was hilarious. True. And with the texts.
Yeah. Titties. Whilst it's like on the wall and it says titties.
Balls.
The Ferris wheel part. And then I nearly dropped my phone.
But okay, just for people listening, Ben just did a full Peter Parker and caught his phone midair.
Sack whacked myself. No, because my hand got caught on the headphone cord, and then I dropped my phone, and then I caught it. Oh, I actually did fucking sack whack myself.
Oh, no. Oh, which ball did it hit?
Both.
Oh, that's not
Hang on.
Good.
No, now it's just the right.
All
right,
so you can never have kids, basically, what you're saying.
Didn't want them anyway. Ever heard of cats?
Ever heard of castration?
Ever heard of orphanages?
Yeah, I buy them.
Wait, what? Not orphanages, orphans. Like, I buy orphans. That's what you do.
That's what you do. How weird is that?
Like, you buy children?
Yeah, so weird.
Jeff Bezos. What was your favorite song?
Jeff Bezos. Yeah, I would probably say Everything All the Time was my favorite song when he had the... Like, the dark John Lennon glasses on.
Oh, you idiot. It's called Welcome to the Internet.
Oh, it is.
Oh, Everything All the Time.
That was the chorus, though, bro.
You're such a fucking jock, aren't you?
Oh,
look at me. I love my sport.
I love my hockey.
Well, guess what? I love Marvel and League of Legends, okay? So I actually pay attention to...
Bro, why don't you get outside and play some lacrosse?
Piss off, you jock. You with your muscles. You're flexing right now and you're doing weights. I'm sick of it.
I'm bench pressing you right now.
True, it's kind of hard and awkward because the mics keep moving.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can't hear it in the post. Once we get our mate Reggie to edit it, we'll be sweet.
Oh, fucking Reginald.
Reggie Pepsiforth.
I'll beep that one. I'll beep that.
Why? Because I name drop someone.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Anyways.
I can say that.
No last names.
Don't. Yeah, that's fine. Right. Keep that.
I can't.
Keep Reggie Pepsiforth.
Oh, no.
Just keep it. It's fine.
Okay.
I didn't say anything bad about him.
No, you didn't say anything.
Yeah, leave it. Leave it in.
Okay.
Do it.
He's not even real.
Exactly.
The puppet scene. The sock puppet. Sock puppet
that
scene.
That was great as
was
well.
Was fantastic. Obviously, and that was interesting as well. Like, the way that he was able to sync up with the puppet.
Yeah.
Some good
that, that looked really good, that shot as well. I mean, every shot looked good. But I think the fact as well that this, most time when you watch like a music video or something,
yeah,
just feels like it goes on for ages and you're just fucking bored. You watch this and you're just
depending
engrossed.
On the music video.
Oh, true. Like,
but I understand
Lights
what you
out
mean.
By Royal Blood.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but most,
I understand what you mean,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, most of them drag on. That's like a thing. People say that, yeah. Right? I'm just saying what the internet says.
You're just you're spitting the facts.
I'm spitting what the people are saying. Don't shoot the messenger.
But are you basically saying that this has the feeling of not dragging on? This is what you're getting at.
Yes.
Yes. And I completely agree with you there.
I'm glad.
It's like, he's just such a good songwriter.
He is.
He's just such a good musician as well. And he was bagging out his guitar skills. And I was like, bro, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're doing well, better than most people.
He has. Wait, he stumbled. I think he only stumbled once.
Yeah, possibly just once.
That song was beautiful, though. That got me entranced.
It was raw as well. There was no edits. That was just it. That was the song. So that's what I liked about that scene, especially. But yeah, going over I think it happens with musicals as well. If it's not like a musical like Grease, or even in Grease, sometimes depending on which scene that this, you might think, come on, let's push the song along.
For us a bit, yeah, yeah.
Depending on which song it is, if it's not like one of the biggest hits.
Like, I'm not a full... I enjoy a musical, but I can't...
Can't do them all the time.
Yeah, and
that's just a preference for both of us, really.
Yeah, exactly. And then it gets to a point where it's like, all right, yeah, I'm done. Let's finish this up.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, we've still got 30 minutes to go. Oh, well, I'll finish the last couple songs.
And that's kind of a bit of a downer when you get that feeling.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But this didn't feel like it at all. Because every scene was different.
How you could just use one space as well.
Yeah.
And make it interesting for an hour and a half is just one of the greatest achievements on cinema.
Like, yep.
Insane.
I completely agree, bro. It was very, very theatrical in that sense. Like, oh, excuse me.
Oh, good.
Oh, that was a guttural burp, but it didn't actually come out my mouth.
On a different podcast, I'd make fun of you, but I just can't. I'm just too serious.
You're too zonked,
this
mate.
This is like the serious zone.
We don't enter this often.
Yeah, we don't piss around in this podcast.
No lollygagging.
No lollygagging last time.
No being cheeky chooks.
I tell you what, all we were doing was lollygagging last week, weren't we?
Oh, fuck. I was listening back to that episode today and that was fucked.
It's safe.
It's safe.
I'm not going to...
For the most part, it's safe.
Yeah, we're safe. We are safe, I'd say.
We always were
confident. But that was a very lollygagging field, whereas... Yeah. I like this. This is the
loosest.
Big change of pace. If you listen to this weekly, which we encourage you to do, and if you do, thank you very much. Give us a 5-star review. You'd have a lot of variety, I'd say.
I think you would have a lot of... it's like a buffet, I would say.
All right.
We're getting very self-critical as well.
Cunts.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bo Burnham.
We're
not
just so obsessed with talking about ourselves right now.
This is... we're so stiff. It's November, Scott. We can't.
Oh, God.
Can't get aroused anymore.
It's only just started.
It's true. We're 18 hours in.
The lyrics, his lyrics were so witty.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like, even to come up with that in a year of all the different things and songs.
Insane.
That's massive, man. That's really, like, the comedy writing and the emotional aspect coupled at the same time, that was really good. There was elements of truth to everything that he said.
I don't think there's anyone really like him in that sense. we have musical comedians who we love, like Auntie Donna and shit.
Yeah.
But they have an edge of realness at points, but not to this level.
This is like a very, I don't know, it's a self-reflective sort of look. He's very, very open about who he is. It, to the point where you're like, damn, I am connecting so hard right
you,
now.
You do. You feel like you are in that presence and you get his emotion.
Yeah.
That sadness pulls through.
Yeah.
And you feel melancholy by the end. You're like, holy shit. You know, at the start I felt all fun, but that's intentional because he breaks you down slowly over an hour and a half.
It was like it was also the progression of his depression rapping,
which is
I just rhymed
weird that very nice.
Yeah, thanks.
I literally got Coolio in the room. Oh no, never mind.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, you're in a Bo Burnham's paradise. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
What a song. That's
what were you saying before this? My brain's just gone on a bit of a tangent there.
Been spending most of my life living in a gangster's paradise. I feel like this can only be truly enjoyed by people who lived through COVID, People born 20 years from now will not have the same connection to this.
Was that a letterbox or something?
No, that's me.
That's you.
That's a Ben.
That's an original thought.
That is.
Wow, yeah. So true, bro.
Through COVID, which is everyone alive right now.
Yes.
Except for, I'd say, people under the age of like 10.
Yeah.
Maybe they still wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, because kids won't get the they don't have the full understanding of what the world is yet.
Maybe even not people until they're older,
like teenagers, because, really.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't, I don't know what's going to be in even 5 years from now.
Like, the older we get, the more, the less optimistic we get.
Yeah, for sure.
No, there's very optimistic
people. Have you met our parents?
But, that's a natural thing to do because we're thinking about the future of what our kids could be.
Yeah.
And what other people's and whatever. Like, we're looking into the future so much when you get to this, adulthood, I guess.
This is like a time capsule of what COVID felt like.
Yeah.
When you watch this, I instantly go back to what I felt like in COVID plus what Bo feels like. So I feel his feelings, but I also get a sense of strange nostalgia because it hits me with those similar emotions.
Pretty amazing that he's able to capture that in real time as well. Yeah,
so I think...
Yeah, it's a very time-sensitive thing. As you were explaining to me why we were taking the washing off the clothesline.
Halfway through the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if, we watched this in 30 years, it'd take us instantly back.
Yeah.
But if you were born 15 years from now and then watch this in 30 years.
You would have a totally different opinion.
Probably wouldn't like it, I don't think,
Oh, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people that would like it when this is taught in history class. Like, COVID is going to be an event that is going to be talked about and learnt about. People are going to write essays about this time, and submit it to their HSC. Which
not if I have anything to do with it. It was all fake.
They're going to be doing modern history in HSC, which is a New South Wales thing, assessment thing. Is it Victoria as well?
What's this?
HSC. They're going to be writing essays in modern history.
Wide, except for Northern Territory and ACT.
Might want to fact check that. But
doesn't matter.
Who cares?
We're right.
Everything we say is correct. But yeah, it's going to be a thing that people are going to learn about in school.
Yeah.
And they probably already are learning about it in school.
Well, they live through it.
I don't know, obviously, but...
I don't know, I'm not at school.
It's probably in the curriculum, I say.
Anglican
schools.
What's your favourite song?
Oh, the internet one. Oh, yeah,
Welcome to the Internet.
That just summed it up perfectly.
No, 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 no.
And it was so groovy, and the light show with all the green trickly lights around.
That was great. That was really good.
And, what is it? That I forgot the line that he said when he looks at the camera, and then it's just like an awkward silence after. You're a mom.
He did all sorts of, talking about feet pics, watching a nine. But it's
true though.
So sad, but True, you know. Oh, you can look at eBay at new plants, or you can look at a 9-year-old dying.
Yes.
I know that wasn't a line at all.
But... No, but like there are those seedy, gross parts of the internet that were like flourishing at the same time because everyone was on it.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, you probably had dark web at an all-time high of users, and you obviously had people on VR chat. Another inside of that sort of connection there, and all pieces of the internet were just flourishing with never before seen use, I would say.
100%. I liked it, his sarcasm as well when he's like, oh, you know, digital world's the best thing. I think this is right at the end, and there's no point going outside.
That's right.
That was really interesting.
Well, interestingly enough, it's like a bit of a Black Mirror sort of dark path that we could go down one day. Who knows? Who knows? We could end up in a spot where we're like, why bother going outside? And we're just like little boogers in a chair.
We are boogers in a chair already.
Huge brains.
Me and you, but everyone else will soon become boogers in a chair. No, but it's true. Like
squish balls. Yeah.
Even like I go on the train and just everyone's just like on their phone. And I know he's...
Boogers on a train.
Yeah, everyone are boogers on a train. He said like that point where he's like, oh, I used to make fun of boomers all the time, but now you zoomers are all stuck in your iPads and
and making fun of me. Yeah.
And he said, guys are...
Oh, but yeah, he was like saying, yeah, you'll disassociate from real life and stuff and not be able to hold a conversation in real life.
Mummy gave you your iPad when you were two and shit like that.
Yeah, really, really interesting things that we've... Oh, that's something that we've commented about before and we're...
Yeah, like, don't know if I'm a lot younger in general. Yeah,
But it's... Oh, man, it's just great. The deeper you dig with this film... The more you find all those little critiques of society out of it. And it's so true.
And then you can go into like the Jeff Bezos stuff where it's like, you know, we're consumed by...
like ordering things and he's got music and like music streaming.
Yeah. And then these companies on like racial issues and world issues. Oh,
virtual
and stuff.
Signaling and things like I'm going to change my brand to fit this month's newest thing, you know?
And then buy another Twinkie and save the turtles, you
know? Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, let's fucking save the trees and plant some on Ecosia.
It just, he covered so much ground in such little time. And I don't know if we've just been rambling this whole time.
No,
we don't even know what we're saying.
Oh, maybe.
Definitely. But that's been every podcast.
But sorry, I'm just like on this.
You can apologize right now, bitch.
I apologize. The topic of people, like of the companies, basically, virtual signaling and just wanting to appeal to a certain audience, like what cause or what issue is the most popular is a real bad problem, and it's like, man, they're just doing it to make money. They don't actually care, these CEOs that are making the decisions. The lower downs in the company probably do, but the CEOs are just like, I'll just fucking do that to look cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will buy from me now because I'm supporting this act, where it's not like an individual opinion on that.
Hey guys, war's not cool. Buy my new shirt with a peace sign, bitch.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we saw the same stuff.
Okay, Gucci.
Yeah. That has definitely been talked about before, but it's just so interesting how Bo tackles that issue.
He tackles lot of themes in such a interesting way. I mean, I know he said this, but it is, once again, you know, that start, he commentating on the world. And then it just instantly switches to that feeling of, holy shit, now we're connecting to his mental state. Also, love, I think this is the first movie and probably one of the only movies that we'll ever watch for this podcast that has an intermission.
Yeah. it comes up, intermission. Yeah.
He's just cleaning the glass.
Yeah, that was quite satisfying when he was squeegeeing.
Oh, that was great.
A bit of squeegee work. I think I've said everything that I have to say about this.
I've got a bit more, I think, to delve into.
Oh, yeah? Let it loose, mate.
The reaction bit.
the reaction.
Awesome bit where he just keeps reacting to himself. And sings a song about the interns and then he...
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Oh, even the streaming part too, when he's like pretending to be a streamer.
That was so good.
That was so accurate to how... Just especially like the gaming community, you know, that grew so strongly, like with Twitch and everything in this period.
But his timing is impeccable.
Yes, I completely agree there.
I don't know if he would have filmed himself pretending to be a game character first and then commented on it and aligned it. I guess that would make more sense.
He's like, oh, I can play piano.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah. I don't like it when they give you hints. Like, I just want to explore them.
That is... That was so funny. Man, Bo's really in touch with everything that goes on.
He's so in touch with, like,
he really
culture.
Yeah, that's right. He really understands what's the newest thing and, you know, he sees through the bullshit of everything.
Mm.
And he exposes that with his jokes. It's so genius.
Even the streaming bit. Like, how good did the streaming shot look?
Fantastic.
Once again, every shot looked amazing.
Yes.
Just highlighting a few.
It was just like, just eye candy the entire time.
Two more things, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Sounds good.
Because otherwise we're just talking. How good's that bit? How funny was it when someone who's much funnier than us did something, and let's talk about it? I can't feel my legs. Was the FaceTiming with your mum?
His mum. Yeah. Mom.
That was very relatable.
You know, it was crazy. It was ironic because at the start, he had that feeling of he wanted to get out of... No, he actually was enjoying isolation a little bit at that point because he wanted to stop FaceTiming.
Yeah.
So that's another look into that layer of isolation as a whole and the evolution of it. It's like at the start... You know, I'll deal with it and then I want to get out of it. And then by the end, it's like, I can't get out of it. I won't have any purpose.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the outside world.
I can't imagine a year. We did 112 days here.
Yep.
In New South Wales, but...
Yeah.
I was about to burp. I burped last week. No, it's South not the burp. Wales. It's not the right podcast. Beat that. Beat that.
Beat that?
Yeah, beat that burp. All right, keep old mate's name in, but beep that burp, all right? This is not the podcast.
Was that inappropriate?
Yeah, no laugh jockery in this, mate.
No laugh Djokovic.
What did you say? The funny, yeah, no laugh Djokovic, right? We have listeners and we have a standard to upkeep.
We've already broken that standard.
Philosophical,
mate.
Nice episode, Scott, and you're burping.
Fuck.
I feel like mum does that. She puts the phone to her ear.
Wait, what?
In the FaceTime.
Oh, puts the phone. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Also, White Woman's Instagram.
White Woman's Instagram was a great song. That was so accurate.
Yeah.
It was actually very accurate to White Woman's Facebook as well.
Yeah. His social media.
But it was great. There was a lot of shots where you just went, I've seen that before.
I've seen it, yeah. The jacket with the big blue eyes. I've seen that so many times.
Or holding the lollipop in front of the mouth and looking to the right top-hand corner of the screen. Yeah.
Alrighty, shall we?
It is
trivia time. All right. First trivia point. During the song Sexting, the air conditioning unit is set to 69 degrees.
Yes. Oh, and when he was typing on the calculator, 69, 420. Oh, 69, 420.
Yeah. That was another point we forgot to talk about. That is talking about how I feel like you can't say anything these days in a way. And what do you joke about in this weird climate? But then it's also like, bro, just don't be racist. You can just joke about things that aren't racist and sexist and still be funny and weird. Crazy culture we live in.
Interesting. Yeah.
On July 10th, 2021, Bo Burnham announced on his Instagram that Inside would receive limited theatrical screenings. However, it was only meant to be a one-night show.
Yep.
So popular, it got multiple screenings.
Good
so
on him.
Couple of days. I just wanted to mention that because good on him, you know.
Yeah,
so good.
He definitely deserves that. He deserved a full, like, go in the cinema.
Yeah.
Because this, wow, it's a cultural icon of our generation.
The
it really is.
room used as the filming location for Inside is the same room in which Bo Burnham finishes his special Bo Burnham Make Happy in 2016.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool.
Bit of a callback. And also the song that he performed at the end that was like all warbled, I think, was something. Was that from an older special?
No, I think that was from the start of him in lockdown.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
There was one, like, you know, it was like, that one. And he took the camera up and he was looking at himself.
Yeah, Lana goes, "Don't be scared, don't be shy, come on in, the water's fine."
Yeah.
Got it. I'm a good singer.
Oh, you're just too bloody good. Yeah. Those vocal cords have had some warm-ups.
Beep that, though. Beep that.
What?
That singing. Beep that. Cut that.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, cut that. Do you reckon he lived in the house?
He did. Yeah, not. I think he did.
You don't reckon he has a house and then that was like a granny flat?
No. That was filmed inside his house.
That was his house.
Oh. Yeah, that was just one of the rooms in his house.
Yeah, right. It must have been just like the entry.
Or the back door.
Or the back room.
Oh.
Spooky. Apparently it was filmed in the house that was the setting for A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really?
His girlfriend bought it for him. So that's cool.
Wow.
And he turns 30 exactly halfway through the show. Exactly halfway.
Wow.
Which is cool.
That's good editing there.
That's pretty sick, eh?
Oh, and the fact that he got that in real time with the clock.
Yeah, that was mad.
Crazy.
Alrighty. Letterbox time.
It's letterbox time.
Popcorn Ideology says, "Calling this a comedy special is the most ironic and tragic thing imaginable. 4.5 stars, or they say 9.4 out of 10.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's, yeah.
Yeah. With that score. You've just leaked your score.
No. Not with the score, but with the comment.
Trin says, "Great special, feel like shit. 5 stars." I agree, yeah. Trin. And Clown Circus, "I hope no Burnham explodes. His music is so ass. 0.5 a star." More like learn to fucking write.
You idiot.
"I hope no Burnham explodes. His music is so ass." He's done it.
He's fucking done it. Wow.
Don't be shy. Fucked it up. I was going to say, don't be scared, don't be shy, give me a review. All is fine.
Oh, that was nice.
I'll go first or you?
No, I'm going to go first this week.
Okay.
Because you went first last week.
I think I did.
I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10 nugs. I think it deserves that.
Wow.
There was nothing that I can critique it on that like brought the score down. That's just where I feel it sits for me.
Yeah. For me, outrageous. But it just has such an emotional connect. Giving it my second 10 of the year.
Wow! Oh, monumental. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this emotional podcast.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.